2 years ago, Jerry Petruski won the recall election in the 29th District, which helped keep the state Senate in Republican hands. His opponent is Democrat Paul DeMaine, the CEO of Indian Country Communications, based on the Lakota Ray Reservation in the northwest corner of the sprawling district. Last night, DeMaine questioned Petruski's support for the proposed Pinocchio Hills iron ore mine and the new state mining law.
They voted 17 times to table every good amendment that would have made that a better bill that looked at the environmental conditions, that allowed local towns and counties and citizens to intervene and question what that company is doing.
It's under the oversight of the EPA, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the Wisconsin DNR. And if that mine cannot be built and run safely, then it should not happen. And I believe it can.
Jerry Petruski is chair of the Senate Transportation Committee. He favors the proposed constitutional amendment that would keep the transportation fund from being used for other purposes. Paul DeMaine does not.
If you don't find a way to go ahead and fix the transportation, it's going to be a problem for everything. In order to have jobs in Wisconsin, we have to be able to move goods and services effectively and efficiently.
We need to make sure that there's enough flexibility in this transportation funding to be able to move with the changes of time. So I think that we ought not pass this amendment.
The 29th Senate candidates were questioned by reporters from the Wausau Daily Herald, WAOW-TV, and WSAW-TV. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.